Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. It has been less than a month, and another member from the same family has been removed from our presence. First, it was Sister Glennie Rory, and early Saturday morning, it was her sister, Sister Ruth Rory Haskins. The funeral service for Sister Haskins is set for 1 o'clock p.m. Wednesday, with a viewing 1 hour before the service begins. Let's do our best to comfort and support the family during this time. Sister Frances Rawls is also in declining health, so let's be prepared to be there for her family in the event of her passing. I want to thank all of you for your prayers and support for Minister Duncan in my absence. From what I was told, everything turned out fine. Our advisory council will meet this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. I'm looking for all council members to be there. I want to thank the members and ushers who were on hand to welcome the Zion Association for Shaw Day. It turned out nice, and they were pleased with our hospitality. The Health Ministry Advanced Directive Workshop was very informative, as I suspected it would be. If you want more information about getting an advanced directive for yourself or a loved one, then reach out to Sister Muirhead for more information. I will be conducting a financial workshop for members and friends in September. It will be designed to help participants to make good and wise choices that will help provide the best outcomes for ourselves and our families. So don't miss it when it comes. Homecoming and Revival is set for Sunday, August the 12th through Friday, August the 17th. Dr. Robert Sanders and the Piney Grove West Congregation will be our guests for homecoming. Reverend Joseph McFarland, the pastor of the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Charral, South Carolina, will be the guest preacher for the week. Let's continue praying for a move of God that will bless us with what we need to be faithful and successful in His service. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Living with God. As Jesus' final hours approached with His disciples, He wanted them to know that though His physical presence would not be with them, He was not going to abandon them and leave them as orphan children. He would continue to be with them in the presence of the Spirit of Truth, or Holy Ghost, whom the world could not see or receive, but His disciples would be able to both see and receive Him. And in doing so, both Jesus and the Father would also be with them and would be together forever. This would only happen, however, if they loved Him and kept His commandments. If a person does not keep Jesus' commandments, it is because they don't know them or they don't love Him. Living with God, then, is not something people would do in the by and by, but it is what the people of God are doing as they live now. Death does not begin life with God, but the people of God are sustained right through it. Death has no power to end their life with God. God has given us the power and privilege to live with Him now. If we refuse to live with Him now, then there will be no start living with Him then. I invite you to listen to the sermon again and leave a comment on my blog. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.